Hello everybody, I hope you're all doing well. This is the podcast Living Out Loud, LOL, and I'm your host, Cheche Oyando, also known as The Locked Doc, or Cheyenne, if you like. And in this podcast, we discuss all things lifestyle. So yeah, grab your coffee or whatever you drink, and let's get right into it. Hi guys, so for today's episode, I think it's only fair of me to give a trigger warning. In this episode, I talk about sexual abuse. So if that's something that you may not want to listen to, I suggest you probably shouldn't listen to this episode, but please feel free to listen to my other episodes. So thank you guys. Hi guys, I hope you guys are doing well. I don't know when this episode will go up. I don't know if it will go up before the one I've previously recorded, or, which is about church, but I'll see. But I hope you guys are doing well. Call me consistency, because I'm really trying to put out as much content as I can. So I hope you guys are well. I hope you guys are enjoying your time wherever you are. I shouldn't even have this much energy, because the topic I am about to discuss is going to just put me down. Somebody is calling me. Oh, it's my sister. My sister always just times when to call me. Let me pick. So I was saying I shouldn't even have that much energy, because the topic I'm about to talk about is, it's infuriating, and it's like, why don't people just understand, you know? But anyway, we start on a good note with a very, very nice affirmation. So today's affirmation is, instead of worrying about what you cannot control, shift your energy to what you can create. Yeah, I think that's a beautiful affirmation. Instead of worrying about what you cannot control, shift your energy to what you can create. So whatever you're worrying about right now, like maybe you're worrying about exams. You can't control that exams are gonna come. But what you can do is you can read and prepare for them well. I hope that was a good example. I'm really trying to give other examples outside, like personal things, like friendships, relationships, things like that. Yeah, so I hope that was a good example. Anyway, so today's topic was inspired, and it's not even a nice thing. It was inspired by a message I got from someone who followed them back as well, but we used to follow each other on Instagram before I blocked them. After their message, I was like, blockala WhatsApp, blockala Instagram, blockala Facebook, blocker. Anyway, to be fair, they only had my Instagram. They had asked for my number several times, but I refused, thankfully. And this is somebody I know personally. Somebody I've interacted with a lot. And yeah, it was very scary to receive such a message. Like, I was actually scared to like bump into this person, because this person lives in the same town that I live in. And I was like, what if this person tries something on me, you know? So let me get the screenshot so that I don't even deem whatever this person said. So just give me a second. Hiya. So backstory, this person has been trying to hit on me. I've known this person for several years. Is it like 6 years now? Like, I've seen them around for like 6 years, but like I think properly speaking to them, I spoke to them like properly the first time. Was it in September last year or August? Around August, September. It was like August. August, September, around there. So, and it was a very professional, like whenever we would meet, it was very professional. And then he admitted that he had feelings for me towards the end of the year. I was obviously in a very, very committed relationship. So I was like, no, sir. Also, even if I was single, no. It's a no for me. It's a no for me. So, yeah. So he kept trying. And I remember like 1.5 to 2 months ago, we bumped into each other at a restaurant. And he obviously came to where I was alone. And he was trying to shoot his shot again. And like I remember like the whole time like he was speaking to me, like everything was so sexual. And I even remember asking him, I was like, sorry if you're hearing those clicking sounds. It's me trying to keep my phone from like going off so that I can read the screenshot well. So he was very sexual. Everything was about sex, like the whole conversation. Even when I told him, like, oh, I'm in a relationship, very committed relationship, no, at the restaurant. And he was like, Kwani, what is that guy giving you, like, sexually? Like, anakupea nini that you can't even try with me? Like, I probably would give you better. Guy. What? Everything was so sexual. Like, I remember even at one point he asked me, like, what do you like sexually? And I was like the whole time I was like, why is everything so about sex with you? Like, don't you have anything else to talk about? Like, any substance in your conversation? Like, what is it? You know? Anyway, so I told him, like, we can't communicate because you are just communicating to me about sex, and I am really not, like, I don't want to have a conversation about sex, much less with you. Like, why am I talking about sex with you? Like, we've only spoken on a professional level, so why are you coming to me with this BS, you know? Anyway, so he left. He DM'd me later and was like, okay, I'm sorry about how like things were going. Can I take you out for lunch? A proper date this time. I was like, no, sir. You only get one chance to make a first impression. So yeah. And even if, like, why do you want to meet with me? Like what are your intentions? Like, just say what your real intentions are. If you're trying to sleep with me, I'm not planning to sleep with you. I'm not interested in sleeping with you. I told him from the beginning because one thing I have learned is to be very clear with anyone. Like, don't leave room for assumption, you know? And because people are just wilding out here. So I make it very clear, like, I'm not looking for a chance to sleep with. I am not interested with sleeping with you, sir. Okay? But if my mom is listening to this, I am still a virgin and I'm really not interested in sleeping with anyone. I've never slept with anyone. I'm waiting for marriage. Okay? Thanks. Anyway, so so I made it clear. And he would DM me, like, every single day. Hi, how are you? Can I have your number? Hi, how are you? Can I meet up with you? Hi, how are you? I'm like, no. There's even a point, like, I stopped just responding to him. I actually probably should have blocked him at that point, but I didn't. Yeah. So he even found now my podcast page. He wasn't following my podcast page, but he would also now start DMing me. So I posted something on my Instagram story and he was like, I was looking fire. If I do say so myself, I was looking fire. Anyway, so now let me go to what he said. So he replied to it. He's like, I love this girl. I said love with 2 question marks and 2 exclamation marks. Probably should have even added more question marks, more exclamation marks. More alamaya duku duku. Because what do you mean love? You know. So he's like, yeah, I do. She gives me peace. I said, jokes. Alamaya duku duku. Honestly, I'm reading to you the everything is. And this fool said, I'm serious. I respected you. Sorry, my sister is calling, so give me 1 second. So back to what I was saying. Yeah, so the screenshot. Where had I even reached? Wait, I need to find that screenshot again. I closed it. Oh yeah, found it. So he was like, she gives me peace. So I was like, jokes. Alamaya duku duku. And then he's like, I'm serious. I respected you when you said I don't fuck you. If it wasn't for me respecting you, I would have fucked you or forced my way on you. You're a pretty nice person. You're pretty and a nice person. Eh. English. But you will never believe me, maybe. I said, sir, I think I probably did not... I didn't quite understand you well. No, I didn't say this. Like, in my head, this is what was going through my head when I read that message. I was like, I probably did not understand you well. But did you just say what you just said? Like, what? So I said, wait, alamaya duku duku. Did you just say you respect me telling you I didn't want to have sex, so you didn't force yourself on me? I said, it's alamaya duku duku, giving rapist. What do you guys think about that? I swear I'm even gonna post this screenshot on my WhatsApp status, because there's no way for me to post it on what is it called? Or on the podcast. I can't, because I don't have a YouTube channel. If I had one, I would have posted it there on the side for you guys to see. With his name there, because I'm all for exposing such people. Anyway, so that's what inspired this podcast. I was so annoyed when I received that message, because I was like, how can you tell me something like that? Like, you literally just admitted that you could rape. You know, you're capable of it. You're capable of sexual abuse, you know. Eh. And looking back to his conversation, the day when he came to the restaurant, I remember at some point he was telling me, like, he's very into, like, and I don't shame, because I mean, like, I have my fetishes as well, and there are things that, like, I would like. Mom, I'm a virgin. Shosho, I am a virgin. Anyone who is not supposed to be listening to this episode, I'm a virgin, okay? But he was really making it seem like the girl he was with before, like the things he would do to her, and like this girl would be crying like stop, but he's still continuing because he's thinking like she means like she's in so much, she's about to receive extreme pleasure, but she's just afraid that it's gonna reach them. So first of all, this is one reason people in general fake pleasure or excitement or orgasms. Yeah, people fake orgasms because one, they are probably in extreme pain and they're telling you to stop and you're not stopping. So the only way for them to stop is for them to like pretend that they've had an orgasm so that you can stop. Yeah, it's like life-saving. Secondly, that is sexual abuse. You know, like somebody is telling you stop. Okay, before we even continue, let's define what sexual abuse is. Okay, so sexual abuse is sexual behavior or a sexual act forced upon, listen to this, a woman, a man, or a child without their consent. Okay, let's go to what is consent. All right, so that we are very clear. So consent is to agree to do or allow something. Okay, to agree to do or allow something, to give permission for something to happen or be done. All right, sour. So another thing to mention is that consent can be taken away at any time, okay? And if somebody is reluctant about giving you consent, please take that as a no. Yeah, just take that as a no because they've not told you they want you to do something to them, you know? So if somebody is reluctant, that's also a no. Yeah, or if they're reluctant at first and then they're hesitant and they're like, oh, okay, fine, let's just do it. Take it also as a no because they're likely like they were reluctant at first and you likely just tried to be conniving and convince them that they should do it, and now they're just saying it like probably out of discomfort, or yeah, like it wasn't their first response, you know. I feel like people know when they're ready to do something and when they're not. So, yeah. Anything that is not consent is a no. Let's just agree with that, okay? Hiya. As I said, consent can be withdrawn at any time. So if somebody has agreed to have sex with you, we're all adults here. For this episode, I'm gonna put a PG rating. I should probably also give a disclaimer at the beginning. I'll add that as I'm editing. So, if somebody like you've agreed, like you're gonna meet up and have sex, and then like you've removed your clothes and you're getting ready to do it, and the person is like, no, I don't want to. Consent has been withdrawn. Stop at that point. Stop at that point. There's no need of you to get angry and start forcing yourself on them. No, it has been withdrawn. Take it as that. Even if you're already in the doing it and this person is like, stop, please stop. Respect this person and just stop. Okay? Also, other forms of sexual abuse, touching, like spanking women. I don't know. Do people still do that? Actually, yeah, people still do that because my cousin mentioned to me it happened to her recently. Stop. Why are you invading somebody's space in the first place? Much less, why invading somebody's space like that? Like, why are you touching somebody? You know, like even like this. I don't know, like just stop. Stop spanking, stop trying to touch people's boobs, people's thighs, actually people's anything at this point, people's hands. Stop. If they don't want you to do it, or they've not told you to do it, stop. Okay? Stop. Similarly, if you are the one, don't take somebody's hand and now like put it on your boob or on your bum or on your thighs, unless they've also consented to it, because that is also abuse. Okay, sour. Something else, men can also be abused. So that whole thing for women saying that, or people saying that, oh yeah, women, I mean, men are the ones who do this and this, men do this, men do this. Nope, nope, nope. Women, women also abuse men. And the reason why men are afraid to come out is because of how society puts men, like, why are you weak? And men are known to be sexual creatures. So if a woman has approached you, willing to have sex with you, why are you refusing? You know, and that is so wrong. So men, know that your no also counts. Your no counts. And we hear you, okay? So if you feel like you're being sexually abused, please leave that situation, report that person. Yeah. What did I want to say? Rape apologists. Yeah, I have to touch on that. These people who are always defending rapists or blaming the victim. For example, a girl comes out on Twitter or Instagram or somewhere, comes even to you personally and tells you, like, yeah, this and this happened to me, I was sexually abused and stuff. Those people will be like, oh, what were you wearing? Were you drunk? Why were you drunk? Why were you out late? Why were you with somebody that you don't trust? Why always the victim is being blamed? Yeah. You're also rapists. So yeah, and I'm just gonna say it, you're also rapists. You're also sexual abusers, because you're enabling that behavior, means that you would likely do the same thing. I shared with somebody about this screenshot recently, and I got mad at them. I blocked them. And they were like, maybe you just gave them BDSM vibes. Huh? Let me pause for a bit. My sister is calling. Yeah, so somebody told me that. Maybe you just give them BDSM vibes. I was like, you are a rape apologist. And if you are agreeing with this, somebody has literally said they would have forced themselves on me. Huh? So you are a rape apologist if you're trying to defend such something like that. And there's a very big difference between BDSM and forcing somebody. BDSM, there's consent there. You are both into whatever is going on. You've agreed to participate in that. Forcing somebody, the other person doesn't want it. Doesn't want it at all. BDSM, you both have this fetish or this dream of being tied up or all that goes on in BDSM. But forcing, one person is taking advantage of the other person without this other person's permission. Can we get that right? Yeah? Please. I'm getting annoyed thinking about that conversation again. Anyway, yeah. So I'm one less a friend because somebody made such a comment to me about maybe you give them BDSM vibes. You're a rape apologist. And sorry, not sorry. Because how can you tell me that? Hey, block that person. Quick, very fast. Blocker, blocker, blocker. Yeah, likely I'll have a guest and we'll share our experiences because several people out here have been sexually abused and it's not, I don't know, like the statistics are so high and it's like why I've also encountered abuse early on in my life, several times. Early on in my teenage years, in my late teenage years and even in my adult years, my early adult years. I mean, I'm still in my early adult years, but like my early 20s. Yeah. So I'll probably share that experience. And I think that's why this message was even more triggering for me. I mean, it's triggering for anyone, but I really took it to heart because I was like, what if I'm just walking and then like, what if I'm just walking alone and this guy just pounces on me, takes me somewhere, and then I was scared. I called my good friend after I got this message. And I was just like, girl, this and this has happened to me and I'm so scared. And she's like, yeah, it's valid. Like, how can somebody tell you something like that? Like, are people not, like, are you crazy to text somebody something like that? And I told her, I was expressing to her that I'm even more scared now because I've confronted him about it. What if now he's angry and then he actually, like, does something to me, you know? I was so scared. I was scared, but I'm so grateful for her for listening to me and understanding where I'm coming from. And yeah, I'm really grateful to you. You know who you are. Should I say your name? Should I say your name? I should. Wow. I've said your name before in this podcast. So, I'm really grateful to you, babe. Thanks. Thanks so much for listening to me and calming me down after that. I appreciate you. I do. Actually, today's shout out goes to you. Today's shout out goes to Lillian. I'm saying your name. Today's shout out goes to Lillian. Thank you for picking up the phone at odd hours when I'm going through crazy things. Thank you for your wisdom. You're wise beyond your years, madam. Yeah. And thank you for being a fireball. Like, I don't even know. You guys just need to experience Lillian to know what I mean by a fireball. Like, high energy all the time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. I think we balance out each other well. I mean that I don't think there's ever a time that I've reached her level of hyper or activity or activeness. But when I'm down, I'm really grateful for her because trust me, I can't be sad around that girl. She'll find a way to lift up my spirits, and that's why I'm really grateful for her. Woo! Ah, Kwani, am I proposing to you, Lillian? Eh? It's enough now. It's enough. Yeah, so thank you guys for listening. I hope you learned something about consent, about sexual abuse, about the different forms. Catcalling is also a form of sexual abuse, so stop it if you do it. Yeah, thank you for listening. Don't forget to live out loud, laugh out loud, and love out loud. Bye.